Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith
and
international
call. Interface complete.
Not bad. I done did the wrong thing. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday. Welcome to the show, everybody. Let me get my little theme music started. Y'all already know how we do. And this is officially April 5th, 2010. We is up in here. Doing it real big, man. Basically, each and every Monday, you know what I'm saying, we ask the question, are you living right? You know what I'm saying? Or at least do you feel healthy? Do you maintain a proper diet, or are you, and I can eat anything and still be healthy and weightless type of person? Do you take vitamins or supplements to help you get through the day? Is your health affected by your surroundings or the people you are around? And if that's the case, come on through, and let's come up with some healthy choices and talk about how things affect our daily healthy lives. Bring your ass. All right, and that's how we do it. I'm going to give y'all a few little fun facts coming from WebMD.com, www.webmd.com, for better health and better information. This is some surprising things you didn't know about cats and dogs. Yeah, this is a fact. Dog kisses can make you sick. Yeah. Think dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans. Think again. Veterinarians say dogs' chops are teeming with germs like salmonella, campylobacter, and cryptosporidium. These germs get into the dog's mouth from eating spoiled food or when he uses his tongue as toilet paper. Then a kiss moves these germs from pooch to person, along with a nasty course of diarrhea. So, you might want to stop kissing your pets out there, all you dog kissers and shit. Yeah, might want to stop that shit. Facts. Humans can make pets sick. Yeah, it's not common, but it happens. The so-called swine flu has hit cats, dogs, and ferrets contracted from their sick owners. Most often, it's mild, but a few pets have died. So vets advise frequent hand washing in separate beds when the owner is sick. Dogs and people can also share the same strains of E. coli bacteria. And MRSA, the superbug, is making its way from humans to dogs. Man, what the fuck ever, man. These people keep creating more and more diseases trying to kill you people. Ain't no fucking superbug. They just trying to motherfucking come up with a virus that can definitely kill a motherfucker. And they ain't no, your body can't react to it. But we human beings, we so complex that for every action, there's always an opposite and equal reaction. Believe that. This is a myth. Cats steal a baby's breath. Yeah. This superstition goes back to the 1700s when babies died of sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. People were quick to blame a cat seeing lying in the crib. Today, soft toys, illnesses, a stomach lying position have all been linked to SIDS, but not cats. Cats are drawn to cribs because they're warm, cozy, elevated places, perfect for a cat nap. But has nothing to do with your kids, people. Fun facts coming to you live, you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get something else crunk-a-lunk up in this mofo flipper. And hope everyone had a great weekend, you know what I'm saying? Had a nice weekend, very profitable weekend, you know what I'm saying? Progressive weekend. So doing it real big, man, having a good time, you know what I'm saying? All weekend long. Shouts out to everybody who had a good weekend, man. This is a fact that dogs can smell diabetes. Yeah. It sounds like a Lassie TV episode, but it's truth, not fiction. Dogs can sniff out a dangerous drop in blood sugar in a diabetic owner and alert the person to take action by pawing, licking, whining, or barking. A few dogs have even been trained and placed as diabetic service dogs. Their nose for hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, is corrected. Is correct 90% of the time, according to their trainers. Another fact, dogs have a look of love. When your dog looks, locks his eyes with you, it may be genuinely be a look of love and not simply a form of begging. Dogs can develop this atypical behavior with close human companions. While between dogs or with a strange person, a direct stare is a threat. Of course, not every glance from a Fido is loving. He may simply want your dinner. Or if his body is tense and ears flattened, he may be telling you to back the fuck off. Yeah. All right. Got a couple more friendly pet facts. Facts you might not have known. Fact that cats may love too much. Yeah. Behavior experts confirm that some cats really do experience separation anxiety when apart from a favorite person. And that's one reason a sweet kitty may pee on your clothes when you're at work. Other signs, the cat paces, vocalizes, or blocks the owner's path to the door. Left alone, he or she may vomit or be too worried to eat. For cats who love too much, behavior therapy can help. And Prozac. Imagine giving that expensive drug to your fucking cat. Now, another fact. Dogs can learn 250 words. Yeah, the smartest, best-trained breeds are similar to a two-year-old child in their ability to understand human speech, according to researcher Stanley Corin, Ph.D. These dogs understand up to 250 words, while the average dog can understand 150 words. The top dog, if you want to go out there and purchase, is a Border Collie, Poodle, German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, or Doberman Pinscher. Beauty before brains. Yeah, dogs that just look good, but not dumb as a box of rocks. Is a Borzoi, Chow Chow, Bulldog, Basenji, a Basenji, or Afghan Hound. Yeah. Another fact. White cats are often deaf. Wow. Yeah. Cats with a white coat are often deaf in one or both ears, especially those with blue eyes. When only one eye is blue, the cat is likely to be deaf on that side only. Many owners report that deaf cats are not too bright, but it's not clear if deafness or low intelligence is to blame. Man, ain't that a bitch? I mean, you born, well, that's fucked up, boy. Cats born with no sight, man. You can tell by the eyes. Wow. All right. Shouts out to Acapulco in the background, keeping us moving. Right here live, Starship Smelly Prize. This is a myth. Cats will land on their feet. Yeah. Cats are champs at landing feet first over short distances, thanks to a highly flexible backbone. But they do sometimes land on their heads. And beyond one, two stories, their feet cannot break the fall. So their heads and bodies collide with the ground, causing severe injuries. Cats with access to an elevated open window may also focus so intently on a bird that they lose their balance and fall, called high-rise syndrome. So, you pet owners better watch your cats. They be staring out the window at little Tweety and shit. Because his ass fuck around and fall out the window and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Got a couple more facts. For all my animal lovers out there. All my pet owners. It's dogs and cats. A couple of things. Surprising things you didn't know. This is a fact that dogs can dance. We all know that. Dog lovers have created a competitive event called Canine Freestyle that brings the bond between human and animal to a new high. A dog and handler pair up ballroom dancing style for a choreographed dance performed with music and sometimes matching costumes. Yeah, and if you ever seen the little silly videos, you know, you dance with you. You let the dog go, he'll dance by himself. Yeah, he like the boogie too. You know what I'm saying? They learn it. You know, I don't know why we keep thinking that we special or something. Like, we the only ones that comprehend, you know what I'm saying, life and living and shit. Like, you know, human is the top dog or top cat around this motherfucker. Shit. Just food in the food chain. This is a fact that cats smell with their mouth. Cats have a small scent gland in the roof of the mouth called the vomeronasal organ. For a really good whiff of something like urine or another cat's private parts, they'll open their mouths wide to draw the odor to the scent organ. This fierce-looking behavior is called the Flamen reaction, and it's often seen in males who are checking out a female cat in heat, like, ooh la la, I smell the cat punani. Yeah. And keep it moving. This is a myth. This is a myth, people. Tail wagging means a happy dog. A dog wags his tail in three very different moods, and only one is happy. When it's usually high and stiff, the dog is agitated and ready to protect his turf. A tail held low and wagged very quickly shows a scared and submissive dog. A happy dog wags his tail in its natural and mid-level position, and his ears, mouth, and body will look relaxed too. And again, people, these are surprising facts you didn't know about dogs and cats. You got another one about newborn pups. Yeah, they don't wag their tail. Didn't know that was interesting, but yeah, all right. Let me get a little hater network going on right here. And remember, people, My Health, Your Health money is dedicated to health issues. You know what I'm saying? For all my artists and entertainers out there. Because a lot of you all going to get a little paper in your pockets. And you're going to run out there and try to buy all these crazy-ass fucking animals and pets and all this shit. And you need to understand, you know what I'm saying, that all pets aren't healthy. All things that you do and the way you react with your pet is not healthy. It might look cute and cuddly and all that kind of shit, but yeah, it can lead to a lot of health problems. You know what I'm saying? Newborn puppies don't wag. That's a fact. Puppies don't wag their tails before they are about 3 weeks old, and some don't start until 7 weeks old. Vets believe tiny puppies are capable, but they're too busy sleeping and eating to bother. As they become more alert, tail wagging starts as a kind of sign language, a peace sign to rambunctious litter mates, or when begging for food. Dogs almost never wag their tails when alone. Yeah, I believe that. Here's another one for you, another fact. Early bonding is key for kitties. All you cat lovers out there, cats are aloof or bite the hand that feeds them, probably had no exposure to people in early life. Feline behavior experts say a kitten needs regular contact with people in the first 7 weeks, or it may never bond with humans. Even 5 minutes a day in the early weeks will teach a kitten not to bite when the hand of a towering human lifts it off the ground. Didn't know that one. Here's a little myth for you. Dogs see in black and white. Yeah, right. Not so, canine researchers say. Dogs see blue, violet, and many more shades of gray than humans. They also see better in low light and can pick up the slightest movement, a trait that makes them good hunters. They probably do not see red, orange, yellow, or green, based on examination of the color-sensitive cone cells in canine retinas. All right. Another myth. Warm nose means sick dog. Now, the temperature of a dog's nose changes easily. It's not a good sign of illness. It can be hot and dry after lying in the sun, or cool and wet from dipping into the water bowl. Better signs of illness are lethargy, loss of appetite, vomiting, coughing, or a fever higher than 102.5 degrees Fahrenheit on a rectal thermometer. The wet snout, it comes from tear ducts that drain toward the nose. You all ever wonder why the fucking dog always seems like, you know what I'm saying, his nose is always wet? There you go. Another one, another fact, a limp can mean lung trouble. Wow. Dogs sometimes come to the vet for a limp and leave with a lung cancer diagnosis. Cancer in the chest can activate the leg bones to grow new tissue, causing swelling and pain in the leg. A more typical symptom is a cough, although about 25% of dogs have no symptoms until lung cancer is detected on chest x-ray. The leg changes, called hypertrophic osteopathy, go away once the cancer is treated. Wow. Another myth is cats need milk. And I always wondered what that was all about. Why the fuck cats need milk, and or was it healthy for them? But hey, this is let you know. Shouts out to all my pet owners out there. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel Sinai just popping up off up in her, doing what it do. Big ups. And I'm giving you guys surprising things you didn't know about dogs and cats. I got a couple of more of them, and we're gonna move on. It's My Health, Your Health Monday right here live. Starship Smelling Fries doing the thing, Florida style. And yeah, but a myth is that cats need milk. The long-standing myth that cats need milk is wrong, and giving your pet a saucer of cow's milk could make it vomit or have diarrhea. Kittens drink their mother's milk until they are weaned, and older cats may like the taste of cow's milk. But adult cats don't have much lactase, which is the enzyme needed to break down the lactose sugar in milk. The result is often uncomfortable and messy diarrhea. So, yeah. All you motherfuckers out there paying attention to that goddamn TV be talking about some give the cat. Well, that came all the way back from the cartoons and shit. You know what I'm saying? Tom and Jerry type bullshit. You know, cats eating fucking milk. But I'm not a cat owner, so, you know, I always gave the motherfucking cat water, goddammit. Drink the water, bitch. We ain't got no milk up in this motherfucker. A myth, dogs need bones. There's another myth. This practice comes from the idea that ancient dogs or wolves ate plenty of bones. Today, pet dogs can still get all the calcium and nutrients they need from dry kibble. Bones do satisfy the intense canine chewing instinct, but they can choke a dog or splinter into knife-like shards, even when cooked. Edible chewies or sturdy rubber chew toys from the store are a safer choice. Ah, bet y'all didn't know that. Shouts out to Alexander, all the way from, we got Netherlands. No, Netherlands is Sinai. Shit. God damn it. Alexander is way the fuck over there, put it that way. I forgot. Another myth. Licking heals dog's wounds. Yeah. Nor humans. So don't be letting the fucking dog lick your goddamn open wounds. That is nasty and very unhygienic. There's no magic healing power in dog saliva, contrary to popular belief. Quite the opposite. Mouth bacteria may cause an infection that delays healing. Dogs are also prone to compulsive licking, called acral lick dermatitis, which creates sores that are hard to eradicate. The healing choice is usually an Elizabethan collar that blocks his tongue from reaching a sore until it's completely healed. And if you don't know what an Elizabethan collar is, that's that big-ass plastic thing that goes around him that makes him look like a motherfucking dog light and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck, man? You're a dog walking around looking retarded and shit. But, you know, hey. Oh, yeah, there we go. Single point of building. There we go. Vices los, mi amigo. Yeah. Like, what the hell? That ain't German. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I cross my shits up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me get into another fact. There's another fact right here, man. Got facts and, listen, Tony. Let's throw him in the background. Tony, anniversary. This is a fact. Cats kiss with their eyes. Yeah, these are surprising things you didn't know about dogs and cats. Provided to you by www.webmd.com. Click on the link for pets, and this is where you'll be watching, looking at the stuff. Cats communicate with a slow blink, according to feline experts. With their own kind, it's a peace sign, meant to put other felines at ease. Aimed at a human, this seductive blink shows affection, even love. People can return the love with a long gaze and slow blink to blow a kiss back in a cat body language. The calming blink works on house cats, feral cats, and even tigers in the wild, according to behaviorist Roger Tabor. I don't think I'll find myself in the motherfucking wild staring at no goddamn tiger and talking about giving his ass a slow fucking wink. Bitch, my eyes ain't motherfucking closing until I get the fuck away from his ass. We don't need no affection up in this motherfucker here. You might love your meal before you tear his ass up. I ain't trying to be that. Another fact, yeah, that dogs fall in love. Why is that a fucking misbelief? You know what I'm saying? Punk-ass humans fall in love every day. We got damn dogs and cats in our own fucking sense. So, can two dogs develop a loving relationship, or do they hook up with anyone at the dog park? Anthropologist Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, some bitch paid too much goddamn money for doing some fucking dumb study like this, says dogs can fall in love, and she documents, yeah, she actually wrote some shit down, a remarkable love story between Sun Dog and Bean in her book, The Social Lives of Dogs. Thomas claims few dogs develop relationships because they are kept as pets in captivity, born to do what we want, not what they want. Yeah, but if they was born letting do what the fuck they want, we have a bunch of dogs fucking everywhere, all in the streets. All they want to do is hump something. Shit, hell yeah, a bunch of fucking puppies if it wasn't for the motherfuckers becoming pets and having a little population control, you know. This is a fact that smoking among killing fucking humans, people, kills cats and dogs. Yeah, secondhand smoke causes at least two fatal cancers in cats, lymphoma and oral carcinoma. House cats get a double dose of toxins by breathing cigarette smoke in the air and by licking the residue off their fur when grooming. Dogs with long noses may develop cancerous nasal tumors from living with a smoker, and short-nosed breeds are more prone to lung cancer. So, all of you smokers out there, you are killing not just your motherfucking neighbors with your secondhand smoke, you are also killing your pets. Yeah. Killing your goddamn pets, people. All right. Yeah. Nah, tomorrow's class. Yeah. Tomorrow's German, people. We bosses losses up in this mofo flipping. cat language. Purring through pain. The quiet motor-like sound of a purring cat is not yet well understood. Every cat fancier has seen their pet purring in happiness, yet cats also purr when they are in pain or close to death. It may be a self-soothing behavior. Kittens began purring within hours of birth as they nurse, and the mother cat purrs during feeding sessions, too. Women also purr if you touch them in the right spot. You know what I'm saying? You touch that cat in the right spot. Meow. Oh, sorry. Oh, man. All right, we got a couple more. We're going to get the hell up out of here. Three more people. Cat language. Chirping. I ain't never heard of a fucking cat chirp, but okay. Cats make this sharp, high-pitched sound when highly aroused by the sight of prey, such as the animal more commonly known for chirping, the bird. When a cat is blocked from getting at the prey, he may chatter, a throaty vocalization accompanied by quick movements of the lower jaw. I ain't never seen no goddamn exorcist cat do no shit like that. But, yeah. Right. Yeah. Fuck hell. Yeah, I'll be clicking on that just a second, people. Give me just a second. I got some late breaking news coming from the bridge. I'll be bringing that to you in just a second. Dog language. Grin and bear it. Yeah. Owners who insist their dogs can smile are correct in thinking that the canine mouth can show emotion. Relaxed and open, it can be a sign of a happy dog. A submissive grin is a canine version of our nervous smile. Dogs pull their lips up, show their front teeth, and may crouch. This harmless, nervous grin is easily confused with an aggressive snarl. When in doubt, leave a fucking dog alone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this damn picture that they got of the dog looked like half his goddamn face missing and shit. But all right. One more left, people. After this one, dog language. The whale eye. Yeah. When a dog turns his head away but swivels his eyes around to keep you in sight, he is displaying whale eye and is usually frightened or guarding something. The whites of his eyes will show in a crescent shape, and disturbing him can lead to growling or snapping. A stiff body completes the tense picture. Dogs have a sideways glance for more relaxed moments. Not much white will show, and his body will look at ease. Wow. And that will do it, people. That is 28 surprising things you didn't know about your dogs and cats. If you want to learn more, go to www.webmd.com, W-E-B-M-D.com, for more fun, healthy facts, better information, better health. This is where we're getting all our My Health, Your Health Monday from, baby. Get into one song, man, and I got a little... let's see what we're going to do after this. New Atkins diet, nah. Poison ivy, nah. Stuffy nose, nah. Sexual conditions, skin problems, osteoporosis, migraines. What are you guys typing a health issue, you want a health condition you want to talk about, and we're going to go into it after we come back after this song. We got ADHD. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to go into because... I got a friend, well, shit, my woman, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Tyler Spencer up in Hawaii, who suffers from ADHD. So we're going to go into that after this. One song, people, live right here on Reckoning Game Radio. Y'all already know what time it is. Live up in the building, I'm going to give y'all a little rapid fire. And this is coming from my homeboy Eric Moore and friends.
An open microphone can be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Hold on, people. I got some late-breaking news coming from the bridge. Goddamn, y'all threw too many of them in here. Okay, here we go. All right. Marijuana, people. This is marijuana. This is coming to you, www.newscientist.com, where marijuana may cause new cell growth in the brain. And, you know, y'all already know what I always say. You know what I'm saying?
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Before I read this little article to you, don't be chicken, people. Smoking, my bad, is healthy for you. You know what I'm saying? But it's in done moderations, man. I mean, you know, everything is done in moderations, people. So check this out. Marijuana might cause new growth in the brain. All right. Because they always talk about saying, you know what I'm saying, you smoke weed and it always kills your brain cells and the motherfuckers don't grow back. Probably because they don't want you opening up your motherfucking mind, you know what I'm saying, when you keep smoking weed, because that's what it does. A synthetic chemical similar to the active ingredient in marijuana makes new cells grow in rat brains. Yeah, what is more, in rats, this cell growth appears to be linked with reducing anxiety and depression. The results suggest that marijuana or its derivatives could actually be good for the brain. Yeah, motherfucker, we've been smoking weed since goddamn beginning of time, motherfuckers. In mammals, new nerve cells are constantly being produced in a part of the brain called the hippocampus, which is associated with learning, memory, anxiety, and depression. Other recreational drugs such as alcohol, nicotine, and cocaine have been shown to suppress this new growth. Yes, alcohol, nicotine, and cocaine have been shown to suppress growth in the brain. Silly motherfuckers. Smoke weed. Zai Zhang of the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Canada, and colleagues decided to see what effects a synthetic cannabinoid called HU210 had on rats' brain. They found that giving rats high doses of HU210 twice a day for 10 days increased the rate of nerve cell formation or neurogenesis in the hippocampus by about 40%. No, this is not like fucking Prozac. But a previous study showed that the antidepressant fluoxetine, which is Prozac, also increases new cell growth. And the results indicated that it was this cell growth that caused Prozac's anti-anxiety effect. Zhang wondered whether this was also the case for the cannabinoid, and so he tested the rats for behavioral changes. When the rats who had received the cannabinoid were placed under stress, they showed fewer signs of anxiety and depression than rats who had not had the treatment. When neurogenesis was halted in these rats using x-rays, this effect disappeared, indicating that the new cell growth might be responsible for behavioral changes. That's fascinating. If you'd like to reuse any content, either in print or online, please contact the syndication department first for permission. New Scientist does not own rights to photos, but there are a variety of like, I don't need your photos, motherfucker. I don't need your photo. That's crazy. How many ways can we be conscious? Wow. Right. Let's get one more. Be a dog. ChinaDaily.com. Let's see here. This is coming to you from www.chinadaily.com, where villagers tout urine drinking's health benefits. Now, I did read that before, people, in a survival situation, yeah, you can't drink your own piss. You got to think of it as just recycling your own bodily fluids. Sounds kind of nasty, but hey. If you're fucking dying, man, out in the goddamn desert, I think your own piss would be a little bit better than anyone else's. You know what I'm saying? At least you know where your piss come from. Yeah, Du Zimmen, whatever, 50, was one of the five people who formed a healthcare research center promoting drinking urine to stay healthy in his village in 1993. Now about 400 of the village of 1,600 are in the habit of drinking their own urine, and two-thirds of them are senior people, reported state television. Du, formerly head of the Wuzhuang village in Bangkwai district of Xi'an, Shaanxi province, has been drinking his urine on a daily basis since 1990. He has been very healthy over the years, China Central Television reported, and Du said his mother fed him his urine when he was about 3 years old. His mother was one of the disciples of a local Taoist group that promoted drinking urine to stay healthy in the 1930s. The group had about 800 members. Du has also converted his wife and two sons, one a college student and the other a migrant worker, into a urine method believer and practitioner. His wife recalls her first conversation. "I did not support him in drinking urine. It was so disgusting," the unidentified woman told CCTV. "The first drink tasted so bad, but after several minutes, I was able to manage it." Deuce's family was not alone in the village that all family members drink urine. Du said they follow some principles. They only drink their own urine. The amount cannot be too much. They drink only the upper part of the urine that is allowed to settle after they collect it in a cup. Du said a boy before 12 years old and a girl before 16 should avoid the urine approach as it can make the youth reach sexual maturity too early. Du said a person should have a balanced diet to make the urine more effective in health keeping. Zhang Baiyin, 75, a retiree from the Provisional Labor and Social Security Department, said the method has cured his lung problems. He published more than 4,000 copies of a book he wrote on the urine method. When Zayun, 90, told CCTV she has drunk urine for nearly 70 years, the woman is very healthy and she takes care of her husband, who is older than her and paralyzed. Wang Tongchun, 87, showed how he drinks urine before the video camera of CCTV. He remains active as a farmer laborer, the report said. There are about 10 million people drinking urine to stay healthy and treat diseases across the country, mainly in Shaanxi, Liaoning, and Guangdong. However, many medical experts are skeptical. Guo Baxo, president of Tongji Hospital in Xi'an, attributes the good health of some practitioners to psychological effects. Only way I'm drinking my own piss, people, as if that was extreme dire need. And I don't mean no water. I mean shit. Man, please, yeah. Let me go fill my cup up, Ma. I gotta put my piss in it. Kind of shit is that? You recycling urine samples? Ugh. Oh man. All right. Let me throw something else on. Wow, that's pretty nasty, people. Coming right back at this, man. Let me give you some more nasty facts.
Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you broke
bastard at the bar. Wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge, and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper, and maybe he can cock all these lame ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year, I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, I really don't care, cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories, all I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
This
is a toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby.
Yeah, we last week we had some issues that we were talking about with Singapore and issues and stuff that's going on in Singapore. Called a brother named tried to get on the phone. Gopalan Nair. Left a message on his phone, but he didn't get back to me. So, hey, y'all, Alexander, do me a favor and drop that link again, and I'll try to make sure I call him back, you know what I'm saying, get him on the phone, so we can get him on the phone. Got an issue I want to cover real quick, man, with this motherfucking mental disorder bullshit. There's many disorders throughout the world, but I'm gonna tell you about some mental disorders here in the United States. Mental disorders in America, common in the United States and internationally, estimated 26.2% of Americans ages 18 and older, about 1 in 4 adults suffer from a diagnosable mental disorder in a given year. When applied to the 2004 U.S. Census residential population estimate for ages 18 and older, this figure translates to 57.7 million people. Even though mental disorders are widespread in the population, the main burden of illness is concentrated in a much smaller proportion, about 6% or 1 in 17 who suffer from a serious mental illness. In addition, mental disorders are the leading cause of disability in the U.S. and Canada for ages 15 to 44. Many people suffer from more than one mental disorder at a given time. Nearly half, 45% of those with any mental disorder meet criteria for two or more disorders, with severity strongly related to comorbidity. I'm going to tell you like this here. Mood disorders, depressive disorders, dyssynthetic disorder, bipolar, suicide, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders, panic disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, generalized anxiety, social phobia, agoraphobia, specific phobia, eating disorders, ADD, autism, Alzheimer's, are all fucking characteristics of mental disorders. Now, I'm going to tell you right here in the United States, a lot of these punk motherfuckers ain't got no goddamn disorders at all. They just ordered some more medication because they motherfucking ass has to go in order to keep that fucking paycheck rolling in. America has become so fucking dependent on the goddamn government and the feds taking care of them secondhandly instead of fucking feeding themselves that they'll do anything they can, you know what I'm saying, to get that shit. So whether it's going to a goddamn mental health center and claiming to be crazy, claiming to have some fucking kind of disorder, you know what I'm saying? Or whether it's just saying, fuck it, I ain't going to work no more, and I'm going to stay unemployed, stay on the unemployment line, and tell them I can't find a goddamn job nowhere, even though fucking McDonald's, Burger King, every other fucking place hires every goddamn day. So that's the fucking disorder. People having mental disorder, like mental dependency on our goddamn raggedy-ass government, who has set their motherfucking selves in place to take care of you motherfucking cattle out there. Who decides to get fed from the fucking trough? Goddamn disorders, man, please. You come up with a motherfucking disorder name for that. Oh, he has a urine disorder. Motherfucker, ever because the bitch drinks alcohol all day. You wonder why your motherfucking ass has to pee. No, stop drinking all the goddamn fluids. It's not a disorder. You just ordering too much shit. Damn. That comes to you from NIMH.com, the National Institute of Mental Health, transforming the understanding and treatment of mental illness through research. You can go on to www.youtube.com, look up Gopalan Nair's message before imprisonment, Gopalan Nair's, Nair. This brother, you know what I'm saying, was one of many who have been persecuted, you know what I'm saying, for their freedom of speech, right, press, and every other kind of goddamn freedom that a bitch is trying to take from you. You know what I'm saying? And this is why they want a one-world government. You feel me? Because if we can get all these crooked-ass motherfuckers leaders of the government, then we ain't got to worry about the motherfucking people fighting one person, because we can all mass up together and do something diabolical as one motherfucking one government. So that's why motherfuckers want to form the one-world government. It's because of sick motherfuckers like this, sick motherfuckers running our own government. But hey, who's the sickest people? The American people. The Singaporean people, all the people that are putting these faggot motherfuckers into office and not, I can't say that word, but not getting them up out of office, put it that way, when shit hits the fan. You feel me? It is still a process called impeachment. If your president doesn't do what the fuck they supposed to be doing, you impeach their ass. You know what I'm saying? Bush should have been impeached twice, but we got fucked twice. So, hey. You better watch out, man. Yeah, eating disorders. I got a smoking disorder. I see weed and I disorder it. Alright, y'all. Yeah, we are waiting on a call. Let me see, yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can get him on the line. And this would be something very interesting to talk to the brother about, man. And, you know, I just hope that he thinks and knows that it's serious and it's not a game. I'm not calling you to be part of the Singaporean government to find out where the fuck you at. You know what I'm saying? I'm not answering. You're part of the government. Motherfucker, I'm part of the solution, shit. I'm part of the reason why, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. Call him on the cell phone. Is that his number? Well, let's try this. Well, I don't know what the hell they got it separated for. I don't know that. That ain't no cell phone number. All right, well, fuck it. Let's see. We're going to try to call him on cell phone. Hold on, people.
As dialed.
All right, hold on.
Come on, I'm sorry. Come on in.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Gopalan Nair.
Speaking.
Hey, how are you? My name is DJ Smell So Good. I'm calling you off the radio.
Yes, sir, but I have a client at the moment. I'm sorry, I can't speak now.
Okay, yeah, I had left you a message on your answering machine with my radio show information.
Okay, I will listen to that. Thank you very
much. Okay, thank you, sir. Right, there we go, people. He picked up. Woo! Let's get a hand clap, goddammit, because we did get to speak to him, but he ain't with a client right now, so we'll have to get him a call back. There you go, people. We did get to speak to the man, to the myth, to the legend. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a lawyer. Oh, we definitely need to talk to him then. Ain't that a bitch? He in the legal field too? Well, let's see if he hopefully gives us a call back, man. Well, we were just live with Gopalan Nair, and yeah, we're going to get back into it. We'll see if he calls back, man. If he calls back, I guarantee you, brother, we're going to go into it deep. And we're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get to the bottom of Singapore's problem. And because if one part of the world has problems, goddamn it, you best believe we all have fucking problems. Believe that. Because each part of the world, man, they experimenting. You feel me? They trying to see what they can get, pass over on another human being here. You know what I'm saying? And then once they can implement it there, they move it on over here. So just because, you know what I'm saying, you see one part of the country getting fucked up, don't think you ain't next in line. You know what I'm saying? They want to see how the people will take it. You know what I'm saying? If the people will accept a fucked up person like Lee Kuan Yew, or a fucked up person like Bush, you know what I'm saying, or a slick dick motherfucker like goddamn Obama. You feel me? That they just, you know, hey, man, it's all good. Let's see here. Let's get into something else. What we got? What else we got lined up? Shouts out to Gopalan. Hopefully he called back. And I did leave him a message. So we'll see if he calls back, people. Yeah. Play a little Ashwood in the background. Give y'all 3 minutes. Hopefully he don't call in between the nutty news. And, yeah. Okay, this is ADD. Let me give y'all a little information, man. If any of you guys got family members out there, you know what I'm saying, with ADD, which is the Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. It is a developmental and behavioral disorder that affects 3% to 5% of all school-aged children. Although the condition usually manifests in childhood, it can persist into an adulthood, causing difficulties at home, school, and work if not recognized and treated. In fact, experts now estimate that ADHD affects about 60% of adults who had ADHD in childhood. These are a few symptoms. Include inattention, impulsiveness, and hyperactivity that are inappropriate for a person's age level. Children who have ADHD often are easily distracted by sights and sounds in their environment, are unable to concentrate for long periods of time on low-stimulation tasks such as homework versus video games, which, let me tell you something, people. No, I'm going to say after I read all of this fuck shit. Are restless and impulsive, have a tendency to daydream, are slow to complete tasks. That's in kids. Adults who have ADHD often miss work deadlines, miss appointments, appear hectic and disorganized, or have significant problems prioritizing. Symptoms of ADHD in adults and children vary by individual and range from mild to severe. What causes ADHD? The cause isn't known. Well, how the fuck do you know it's ADHD then, motherfucker? How the hell you know what starvation is? You know what I'm saying? If you don't know that it takes food to cure starvation, what the fuck is that? Experts do know, though, that there are changes in the brains of people with the condition. It is not caused by home or school situations or by poor parenting. I disagree. If you, at least with your kids, first of all, if he's easily distracted by sights and sounds in their environment, you need to keep them off the fucking TV. Keep them reading some goddamn books. Sights and sounds and all that bullshit are coming from the fucking boob tube. Once the boob tube shuts off, your brain is still fed them fucking images, them signals and shit. That's why your brain is all thinking of a whole bunch of bullshit because you done flipped through the sex channel, you went through the cooking channel, now you're on a Cartoon Network, back to the goddamn, you, all this activity. You feel me? And your child is sitting right there watching the same shit. So when the motherfucking TV is cut off, okay, what is his mind now? It's being distracted by the sights and sound that he remembers in the television. Or if he's outside playing all fucking day instead of having his ass inside, you know what I'm saying, doing his homework, and the neighborhood has a lot of kids playing, but then you have a lot of horns, cars, and all this kind of shit that affects his environment. That is a direct result of bad parenting. Fuck that. Truth hurts. You know what I'm saying? And you were blaming on some motherfucking attention disorder, my ass. Believe that bullshit. Unable to concentrate for periods of long time on low stimulation tasks such as homework versus video games. Why? Because you have raised your children on fucking video games. Instead of having his punk ass get in there and do his goddamn homework first and then have the video games as an incentive for him completing his homework. Bad parenting. No motherfucking excuse. It's bad parenting. I don't give a damn what these motherfuckers talking about. That's bad parenting. These are all end results of bad parenting. That's something I can prove. Yeah, they might not know the causes. Yeah, I know the causes. That's one of the fucking causes. All the goddamn medical bullshit. Y'all keep trying to blow up a bitch ass. Or restless and impulsive. Why do you let your kid stay up till 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning when they have to get up at 5 in the morning in order to get ready for school, to be on the bus by 6 a.m., to be in school by 7 a.m., ready to learn? That is why your kids are restless and impulsive and just want to motherfucking do anything. Because some of you motherfucking parents nowadays give a goddamn 5-year-old a fucking cell phone so he can walk his little stupid ass down the street acting like he goddamn grown or acting like he got some fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? Instead of concentrating and doing your homework, and this is your incentive. After you do your homework, hey, you can go and use your little phone. You walk down the street and look stupid on because you ain't got nobody to fucking call. Yeah, they have a tendency to daydream. Probably because they're not concentrating on their goddamn homework. You feel me? Because when they get home, they're worried about jumping on the phone with Chad or fucking Sue talking about we going to the mall or goddamn skating ring or what the fuck was on TV last night or some other bullshit. Everything is not related to their education, to their mental stimulation. That is the fucking problem. They have no mental stimulation anymore besides the goddamn boob tube that you motherfuckers keep letting them watch. That is why they daydreaming. And are slow to complete tasks, but they ain't smoking weed, goddammit. You letting your kids smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, and all this other kind of bullshit. Hone them in, people. Hone your kids in. They gonna do something fucked up either way. You feel me? If they gonna do something, let them smoke weed. If my child wanted, their ass would be smoking weed. It wouldn't be drinking no fucking alcohol. It wouldn't be smoking no fucking cigarettes, no cigars. Get your ass over here. And that's an incentive, too. If you like the way this shit makes you feel, go and do your goddamn homework, and I'll give you a joint after you fucking finish. It might sound like bad parenting, but you motherfuckers' kids are suffering for ADHD. Mine ain't. All right. Anyway. Bridge y'all a couple more, man. And I guess y'all can tell that I don't have kids. I've raised two beautiful girls, Cindy and Santaja, since they was 3 and 4. So those are my daughters. You know what I'm saying? So you ever hear me address kids as my kids, those are my children, yes. But they ain't got no ADHD, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And the mother claims she got it. I don't believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you got memory loss. Well, then that means you something is missing in your regimen. You feel me? You need to step up your vitamin game or you need to step up your health game. You feel me? Your health, people, is the key to your happiness. Your health is the key to your fucking happiness. You know, get your ass into the gym. You feel me? If your body feeling fucked up, get your ass into the gym. Get out to the fucking park and walk the fuck around. Stop sitting there and watching a motherfucker, you know, show you how to be healthy and shit. You know, a bitch can't show you how to be healthy unless you go out and be healthy. You know, a bitch can tell you all day, hey, man, you need to eat healthy. But unless you go to the store and stop picking up all the oh, man, that would piss me off. I'm in motherfucking Walmart, I don't know, like 2-3 days ago. These motherfuckers look like the goddamn... you remember the old Michael Jackson video where he had the two fat motherfuckers on the little ass scooters and shit? The two fat ass twins? Well, that's what this dude and his goddamn wife looked like rolling through the goddamn Walmart on one of them fucking Lark carts or whatever the hell they is. Hover rounds or kill you slowly carts. That's what the fuck I call them. Cause that's all they doing, they killing your ass slowly. You know what I'm saying? Making you dependent and lazy and killing all the nerves, all the bones, everything in your body. Because y'all want to ride around and let the fucking weight catch up with you. First thing this fat, nasty motherfucker rolled up and by with his goddamn blob of a wife behind him, they on the goddamn candy aisle buying pound-sized bags of Snickers, pound-sized bags of Hershey's. Get your fat ass out of here. Man, I wanted to run up and just really want to just run up and kick them in their belly. Kick them in their fucking stomachs, man, because that just don't make no fucking sense. I mean, his wife had a fucking breather little shit on the little shit that looked like she, you know what I'm saying? Like she a rolling goddamn hospital bed or some shit. The fuck is wrong with y'all people? That is not a disorder. you have a fucking problem because you just want to order every goddamn thing you see in your path. So you going to go and tell the doctor, oh, I got a problem with eating. But the camera shows you buying pounds and pounds and pounds of candy. Not food, not bread, not Slim Slow or Slim Quick, whatever the fuck it's called. Slim me the fuck down. You ain't getting none of that shit. But then you want to run and get you a disability check. You know what I'm saying? Getting paid by the government because you obese. That's some motherfucking bullshit. I think I need to run my own fat camp because you motherfuckers wouldn't. I starve every single one of you bitches for a whole week. And you got enough fat on you that you will not starve to death, people. Believe you me, obese people, they ain't gonna motherfucking die if they lay in the bed for 2-3 weeks without eating food, period. Give their ass some fucking water and some goddamn crackers. There you go. There you go. Some fucking saltine crackers and water. And sweat the rest of the fucking weight out because it makes no goddamn sense. There's no sense for motherfuckers to be obese in the United States. You feel me? When we got a so-called goddamn, what the fuck, health, a starvation crisis. I can't tell. I can't tell. What, you know what I'm saying? You chop up some of these goddamn fat people and shit, everybody can fucking eat. And they didn't want to blame it on the eating disorder. Oh, we're eating disorder. Yeah. Because you go to the restaurant and you disorder everything on the goddamn menu. All right. Here we go. The infamous former Malaysian president Mahathir wrote a letter online to Obama when he just won the election. And let's see what he says. Malaysia's former prime minister is currently blogging and dissing every nation that he doesn't like mostly, which I'm pretty sure. Hey, brother, that's not found, that link. Oh, okay, here we go. Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Let me beam somebody up in this mofo flip before I get off into this. And after that, y'all, you know we got the nutty news of the day coming up. You know what I'm saying? Right here live. Starship Smell It Pride. All right, shouts out to all my Texans out there. Miss Trees up off up in her. Well, hi, lady. How you doing today? Oh, how was your weekend, should I say? Yeah, this is the weekday. How was your weekend? Okay. Seems like somebody's here but not here. So, guess I'll have to hit her up with a little...
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Yeah. Also, you know what I'm saying? We're coming into the future. So all you ladies can keep your legs closed. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah.
Vaginas look like after birth?
No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness.
And if you are completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, let's get it up. Damn. All right, look, y'all, I'm going to read a letter to y'all. And I done glanced through it. So this is really some serious shit. Let me see what would be a good song. I don't really have no presidential type songs really. Yeah, fuck it. We do Gangsta Party on Us. Yeah, there we go. And then we're going to get into the nutty news of the day. I'm going to read y'all this one letter, and then we're going to get into the nutty news of the day. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is this? What is this?
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Uh-oh. There's somebody at the door, people. You have to excuse me just a moment. Yeah, let me get on over here and beam up. No sleep entertainment in the building. I see him sleeping outside. And I don't know, but there's no sleep up in this mofo here, man. So let's go ahead and get him on in here. All this economical pressure. Oh, matter of fact, that's what I'm going to play in the background. Income low, bills on high. I play economical pressure, though. Vice grip.
Pressure.
Yeah, that'd be appropriate for reading this letter to Obama. I got a letter to Obama, man. Hold on a second. I'm going to read it to you. You like to hear it? Here it go. I got me a letter to Obama, and I'm going to read it out loud. Think about mine. Oh. This is an open letter to Barack Hussein Obama, President-elect of the United States of America. And this was written on January 1st, 2009 by Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Dear Mr. President, I did not vote for you in the presidential election because I am Malaysian. But I consider myself one of your constituents because what you do or say will affect me and my country as well. I welcome your promise to change. Certainly your country, the United States of America, need a lot of changes. That is because America and Americans have become the best hated people in the world. Even Europeans dislike your arrogance. I disagree with that. They love niggas. I bet you that. Take your black ass to Europe and see if they don't love the shit out you. So, yeah, they might hate y'all white people, so, hey, sorry. Niggas hate niggas too, so what's the difference? Yet, you were once admired and liked because you freed a lot of countries from conquest and subjugation. It is the custom on New Year's Day for people to make resolutions. You must have listed your good resolutions already, but may I politely suggest that you also resolve to do the following in pursuit of change. First, stop killing people. Yeah, the United States is too fond of killing people in order to achieve its objectives. Yeah, you call it war, but today's wars are not about professional soldiers fighting and killing each other. It is about killing people, ordinary, innocent people by the hundreds of thousands. Whole countries will be devastated. Yeah, war is primitive, the caveman's way of dealing with a problem. Stop your arms built up and your planning for future wars. I need to read that like 4, 5, 800 times over, but I don't have that much time. Second, stop indiscriminate support of Israeli killers with your money and your weapons. The planes and the bombs killing the people of Gaza, duh, are from you. The same motherfuckers that's over here trying to kill us, it's because we sending Toyota-funded vehicles and weapons to these motherfuckers to turn around and kill it. Come on, man. Come on, people. You can't make no motherfucking rocket launcher in a goddamn cave. the fuck on. Number three, stop applying sanctions against countries which cannot do the same against you, which is damn near all of them. In Iraq, your sanctions killed 500,000 children through depriving them of medicine and food. Others were born deformed, and what have you achieved with this cruelty? Nothing except the hatred of the victims and right-thinking people. Well, that is a part of their plan, which you all are not a part of. Why? Because Iraq is black people. Yeah. Stop your scientists and researchers from inventing new and more diabolical weapons to kill more people more efficiently. Number five, stop your arms manufacturers from producing them. Stop your sales of arms to the world. It is blood money that you earn. It is unchristian. I don't know who believes in that, but all right. Somebody's phone is ringing.
Hello?
Man, girl, you with that bullshit. You supposed to have been on the damn show about 30 minutes ago. I've been sitting here tossing trees, 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 talking to my goddamn self. That's some bullshit. What's up, girl? Is your phone fucked up? Hello?
Yeah. Somebody was talking to
me,
my bad.
Oh. Nah, you must have had clicked over or something because you wasn't on the phone.
No, so somebody was talking to me, giving me these flyers, piece of paper, you know, they were talking to me.
Oh, so you heard when I first asked you questions and all that?
No, they were talking to me. I was on hold, and they were talking to me.
Oh, that's what I mean. I'm saying you was on the other line or something.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was talking to my mom. Then somebody else came up to me and gave me
this
flyer.
Oh, what's the flyers for? What we got going on in Texas?
Well, this past weekend they had a Texas relay.
What is that? Y'all get on your horses and have competition or something?
No, you know how they have a track and field.
Oh, but y'all do it with horses?
No, you know how you got track and field, so you used to be like in elementary school and middle school, that had track and field, you know.
No, but y'all do it with horses, or little horses.
No.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you, guys. I'm fucking with you. Hold on, girl. I'm reading some important letter right now. You got to hold on a second. All right, so number six, stop trying to democratize all the countries of the world. Yeah, democracy may work for the United States, but it does not always work for other countries, which is so fucking true. Don't kill people because they are not democratic. Your crusade to democratize countries has killed more people than the authoritarian governments which you overthrew, and you have not succeeded anyway. Yeah. Number seven. Stop the casinos, which you call financial institutions. Stop hedge funds, derivatives, and currency trading. Stop banks from lending non-existent money by the billions, a.k.a. credit. Ain't no motherfucking way. Billions and billions. How the hell we steady loaning money to different countries, but we trillions of dollars in the debt? Somebody can figure that out. All righty then. Regulate and supervise your banks. Jail the miscreants who made profits from abusing the system. That would mean shutting down the United States. Yeah. Sign the Kyoto Protocol and other international agreements. Number nine is show respect for the United Nations, which they don't. I have many other resolutions for change, which I think you should consider and undertake. But I think you have enough on your plate for this 2009th year of the Christian era. Why the hell they call it that fag shit? No fucking Christian era. Hell no. If you can do only a few of what I suggest, you will be remembered by the world as a great leader. Then the United States will again be the most admired nation. Your embassies will be able to take down the high fences and razor wire coils that surround them. May I wish you a happy new year and a great presidency. Yours sincerely, Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad, former Prime Minister of Malaysia. Yeah, got 172 comments that came from this shit. This is one I've seen on your speech in the recent bloggers, United Malaysia Daug. I'm very impressed as you speak the truth. I've met Pak La twice in London. Wish for more politicians like you. Warmest regards. Just a short quotation that may or may not be relevant. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Ah, like that one. Here's another one. I hope you can help me to identify a few reasons about this topic. Why Obama is an interesting figure to be related in tourism industry. Yeah, because he was. He's the only motherfucking president since any goddamn president period that has been able to sell t-shirts, books, stickers, bumper stickers, motherfucking eyelash liner. I don't give a damn what it is. If it got Obama on it, or Michelle Obama, that shit is selling right now. That is a very touristic commodity. He's, yeah, all tourists want his shit to come down here to any part of the United States to buy some goddamn Obama swag and take that shit back to their own country. Yes, he is very, I don't know what you want to call it. He's very influential to the tourism industry. You know what I'm saying? He's been a very big boom to the industry. If only Americans knew, let's see, what is this? Occupation 101, synopsis, thought-provoking and powerful documentary that current and historical root causes of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Unlike any other film ever produced in the conflict, Occupation 101 presents a, I don't know what the, man, I ain't reading all that shit. Who the fuck is Rob anyway? Goddamn Rob. Most Muslim countries are small and defenseless, surprisingly. Israel is small with a big military might. How come it's human instinct to lend a hand to the weak, sick, and defenseless? Yeah. Compare a picture of Kuala Lumpur taken 30 years ago to the skyline of the day. We'll see the differences. Malaysians do not hate Christians. We have churches and Christians as a member of parliament. Malaysia takes foreign loan, but it paid back with interest. It is not free. America promote free trade. These are transacted in the names of trade. Malaysian goods are exchanged for American goods. Yeah. Huh. This issued a personal duel to Mr. Bush, but the latter declined. Your president is a coward. Shame. You boast about your country's defense. Where are your twin towers today? That was funny. That was funny. Because you blame that shit on another country if you want to, man. Got me fucked up. Let me tell you, let me ask you something, people. Since the so-called Twin Towers were taken down by Al-Qaeda or other insurgent operatives, you know what I'm saying? You know, and think about this, you know what I'm saying, to yourselves. And this is what we're going to get into the Nutty News, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be part of the Nutty News. Okay, since we done had all these insurgents, right, and they brung Bin Laden's sons and all that shit over here to fly planes and all this shit. And I said this on my show the other day. I asked, you know what I'm saying, if in all these countries, Iraq, Sudan, and all these other countries where the news, the media, portrays all these people in black clothing from head to toe, why is it that when you know what I'm saying, when you see them here in America, for one, they're not dressed head to toe. Not even the women nowadays, you know what I'm saying? They've totally abandoned that, you know, cover your face, cover your motherfucking body bullshit, okay? But then on top of that, why aren't these motherfuckers blowing them goddamn selves up if that's so much part of their motherfucking religion and that's so something sacred to them? Why do you haven't never heard one incident of a motherfucking suicide bomber in any part of the 50 United States? But all these motherfuckers keep coming here every single day, flooding from everybody else's country. But you have never heard of a suicide bomber in the United States. You done heard of motherfuckers in London where they set off some fucking bombs, you know what I'm saying, strategically throughout the city. But it wasn't no suicide bomber driving no motherfucking explosives into no goddamn building. So, you feel me? So, come on now. What the fuck is so special about you blowing yourself up in your own land, but you won't go to the enemy's land and do the same? All right. Let's just put something on y'all brain, people. Let's just put something on y'all brain. Don't go ahead and get into this nutty news, but that shit there, yeah, I don't even, come on, man. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? This is the only goddamn country in the world that allows every single nationality to come to this bitch freely with semi-open arms. And they're going to close them motherfuckers when you get in here and they done fooled your ass, you know what I'm saying, into thinking that that shit was sweet down here. But there's no fucking way you're going to tell me that. You're going to show me on the news that every single day our troops are getting blown up by an Iraqi or this or that. But every single day in my neighborhood, not going to the goddamn BP, or I going to the goddamn Marathon, or I going to the Sunoco, or I going to shit, every one of these motherfuckers now, I'm faced with goddamn Bin Laden's family. And none of these motherfuckers look threatening to where they want to blow shit up. And we talk more shit. We whoop their ass when they get out of hand, call a nigga buddy and all that shit. But these motherfuckers ain't blowing us up in the hood. You ain't heard about no hoods around here. You know what I'm saying? An Iraqi blows up the neighborhood corner store, kills 400 niggas. Hell to the no. Never heard no dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you never heard no violence in the motherfucking hood, period, when it comes to some so-called insurgents and all this other kind of shit. And wonder why. All right. Y'all better get the fuck off the boob tube. That's all I'm going to say. You better cut the TV off. Time for the news. So we're going to get it a little nuttier. And y'all already know what time it is, man. Let's get it crunk. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and roll up. Get this economical pressure in the air. Smoke them if you got them, people. Yeah, be careful because the nutty news might have you choke up on your smoke. Don't want nobody killing over and shit. And don't forget, tomorrow's Tuesday time for time to learn a language Tuesday. And the month of April, we're going into German for the rest of the month. So all my black Germans out there. Yeah. What time is it? Oh, yeah. Time for the nutty news of the day, people. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your weird, wild, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news that you're going to only hear first right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. And, yeah, now what we do on this little segment right here, man, is we bring you news from a website called www.NuttyNewsToday.com. This website brings you daily strange, crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. And anybody want to check it out, we'll go ahead and drop this off up in here. Bam! There you go. Anybody want to know where I get my news from? Because like I always say at the end of the show, don't believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. And let me get a little motivational music in the background. Let me go ahead and get a Paziano, 44th Black Dog. Yeah, get that started on. And read. All right, here we go. When last time you got on the plane, Ashwood?
In October.
What airline you flew? Who?
JetBlue to New York.
No! You didn't just say JetBlue. Goddamn, people. And I was hoping this motherfucker say Delta or some goddamn body. Man, listen here, brother. I'm going to have to pray for you both times, nigga, because you might not have supposed to been here. Yeah. A piece of a plane falls off during flight. And guess who? Uh-huh. A piece of a JetBlue plane, yeah, JetBlue plane, fell off while the jet was in the air. Yeah, Fox News reported that bullshit. The portion of the plane, which appeared to be an engine cover, was found on the tarmac at Newark Liberty International Airport. The site reported. How the fuck do you let a bitch fly off? You know what I'm saying? With a piece of the plane laying on the goddamn ground. Nobody noticed a big ass cover missing from the engine. Man. All right, listen, people. JetBlue is a cheap ass airline. All right, that is like what the blue light special or some shit. That's what, oh, you man, look at here. Sometimes you got to pay for what you get. And when it comes to flying, I only got one plane airline and shit, that might not be the motherfucking place to go. And JetBlue, yeah. All righty. Let's go on over here to Austin, Texas. Shouts out to Treese and Sadie J over there. Where a chicken coop tour, yeah, a popular draw. All righty then. People flock during the weekend to the second annual Funky Chicken Coop Tour in Austin, Texas. Organizers say the event, sponsored by Mobile Chicken Coops and a non-profit sustainable food center, drew hundreds of people looking to take a gander at 17 backyard chicken coops. What? The Austin American State. Man, hell no. To look at some goddamn chickens in a fucking coop. Are y'all motherfuckers serious? Not cockfighting or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Not that they cockfighting and fighting the chickens. These motherfuckers just going to see some goddamn chickens in a fuck. What? I can't even give y'all a award for that. I need to find something to say. You got to be the dumbest motherfucker or something, because that ain't an award for getting, you know, fired on your day off. They don't even deserve that one. But damn, that's some crazy stupid shit there. Y'all motherfuckers get together annually to go look at backyard chicken coops. Not cow tipping. Yeah, chicken exhibition. Yeah, what the? What? Give a quick shout out to all my peoples from around the world. You know what I'm saying? Singapore is up in the building. The Netherlands. Of course, Washington, D.C. Definitely up in here. And we over here in Nashville, Tennessee, where sharks and octopus are found in Tennessee waters. Wow. State wildlife biologists aren't sure how three sharks and an octopus turned up recently in Tennessee waters. The sharks, identified as black nose or fine tooth species, were found dead in the Tennessee River in the Decatur County area over a span of 9 days. Might threw a pets off in that motherfucker or something. Over here in Australia, church defends graphic crucifixion reenactment. So what? Y'all let that goddamn, what the fuck, Mel Gibson Passion of the Bullshit Christ bullshit, so fuck hell. Organizers of a graphic crucifixion reenactment in Geelong, which made children cry and was shut down by police, have vowed to tone down the event next year. Geelong police shut down the bloody reenactment of Jesus on the cross, deeming it too offensive for public viewing. And of course, you know, bitches always want to take shit to the extreme. But, yeah, knock yourselves out. Paris, France, gangs tunnel into Third Bank. Now, I've already said this is the second. No, I read this the first time. When I read this the first time, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, stupid motherfuckers, because they looked at the bank job. The movie called The Bank Job, which shows the motherfuckers tunneling in from the building next door into the bank. stealing all the banks' vaults, you know what I'm saying, and getting away with the cash. Okay, now, this is some real-life shit that is going on, and this is the third fucking time these motherfuckers are doing this shit. Okay, would-be robbers armed with a pneumatic drill dug a tunnel from a Paris subway station into the basement of a bank, failed to seize any cash or valuables. Okay, the attempted robbery of BNB Paribas is the third time this year so-called termite gangs have tried to rob a bank by digging a tunnel into the building, which would pose the question, why you stupid motherfuckers just don't put floor monitors down? Apparently, they're not coming in through your goddamn front door. Might want to put down some goddamn flow cams or some kind of, you know, shit, you know, shit that monitors the floor, you know, motion detectors, anything that would detect a bitch drilling from the ground up. Yeah. Now, that shows you how secure our banks is. That only make no sense down here, though. We in 2010 and motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? No, fuck that. I get a goddamn ticket in the mail from a photo-enforced goddamn camera talking about I ran a fucking red light. Okay, it shows me clearly 445 sitting at the red light, and then it shows me clearly running the goddamn red light with the rest of the car still sitting there. Okay, so now this brings the question up. How the hell they sent me a photo of the tag? I mean a tag. They sent me a photo of the tag. Then they sent me a photo of the back of the vehicle itself. You know what I'm saying? And then they sent a full picture of the vehicle sitting at the goddamn light. I'm like, man. But you go out to a bank, and these motherfuckers on the surveillance cam, oh, well, we can't make out the suspect on the camera. Man, bullshit. All right, anyways, California, yeah, Michael Jackson killed himself. Here we go, people. The legal team representing Michael Jackson's doctor is preparing a defense that claims Jackson gave himself the fatal dose of the anesthetic propofol, entertainment blog says. Multiple sources familiar with the lawyer's strategy told TMZ the defense will argue that Murray gave Jackson a 25-milligram portion of propofol, about one-eighth of the 20-milliliter bottle contents, to help him sleep. Okay, so how the fuck did he kill himself if you gave it to him? Fuckers, please, man. They trying to... Man, whatever, people. All I got to say is RIP Mike, you feel me? R.I.P. Mike, man, because, hey, man, it don't matter what you know what I'm saying, what they're going to do now, you gone. We can't bring you back only through your music and images and stuff like that. So, you know, that's how we're going to remember you. You know what I'm saying? We know we live amongst people who are very diabolical in their thinking, very sick and uncompassionate, you know what I'm saying, towards another human being. And hell, towards dogs, cats, and everything else. So we just have them type of people in the world. And certain people, when you reach a certain stature in your life, you know, and you become noticeable to a certain amount of people, or to the right or wrong people, then yeah, you will be subject to be taken the fuck out. Yeah. Hold on, let me roll up this good Mary Jane real quick, and then I'll read the story about the man that stabs wife 70 times, yeah, and disarmed by teen. And we're back. A man punched his estranged wife and stabbed her 70 times in the chest and head before his 13-year-old daughter pulled him away, disarmed him, and fled with the knife. The fatal attack came about 1 week after the suspect was charged with assaulting the same woman. He had been released without bail on the condition that he not contact her. He didn't contact her. He put more than some contact on her ass. But leads to the question of why, after he pulled the knife and stabbed her one time, didn't the goddamn daughter call 911? Call the fucking police. Call some kind of goddamn help for your fucking mom who's sitting up here getting fucking stabbed 70 fucking times before you goddamn pull your goddamn daddy off. Ain't no fucking way. Y'all done had some kind of plot to off that bitch. You and your daughter. Y'all had some kind of shit. I don't know what y'all was doing. I'm trying to tell you. He gave the rest of the bottle to himself when he, the doc, left the room. Yeah, sure, yeah, come on. They say, y'all, nah, all right, let me get out the chat room. Let me get out the bridge. I almost got into the goddamn Michael Jackson issue. People, I'm not going to go there now, but I'm going to tell you. You have to see beyond the veil when it comes to certain shit. Look at the beyond the veil when it comes to Michael Jackson. If you don't believe that Michael Jackson was your 2010 version of God, then, yeah, you are fucked up in your thinking. There's not been a man in our history. I'm 33 years old, or 32, going on 33 years old. There hasn't been a man in my history that has been able to go to any country in the entire world. And I mean any country. Singapore, Australia, China, I don't give a fuck. Any country, this motherfucking black man, this nigga, could go. Any country. I don't give a fuck if it was a Ku Klux Klan rally. That motherfucker would moonwalk into that motherfucker, pop up on his toes, and then walk the fuck up out of that bitch. You feel me? Yeah. But a lot of people don't understand when you become part of an organization and you step outside of their boxes, out of their vision, well, or they see you getting bigger than them, then you have to watch your back. You feel me? Michael Jackson was the biggest icon. I mean, to where the people actually worship this man like he was the walking Messiah. When you walk into a country and both sides of the military put their goddamn guns down, you have to see the significance in that man. That man is too powerful. He is more powerful than any president of any fucking country. Any country. And if he would have came, if he would have ran for office, he would have became the next fucking president. Think of it not. He would have came the next fucking president without any goddamn past presidential goddamn anything, a bitch off of his popularity, his love and his contribution for the music alone, they would have, Michael Jackson would have been the next goddamn president. You heard it here first. I don't give a shit. I know I'm right. He would have been the next president had he wanted to run for the president of the United States. You know what I'm saying? He would have won right there. So, finish the thing on up. Got Miss Treese back in the building. Good old Texas ass.
Hey,
up in this
everybody?
Motherfucker. Yeah, I read about that old fuck ass Michael Jackson bullshit, man. I mean, come the fuck on. Yeah, man. I want y'all to just do him like goddamn, like his death, man. Just let him go. You know what I'm saying? God damn. Y'all gonna just.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. They still making money off of him by keeping his fucking name in the headlines. Anytime you bring Michael Jackson up, a bitch can come back and make a goddamn, oh, we remember you, Michael t-shirt. And a bitch finna get paid off of it.
Yeah.
So, man, shit. Still, life or death, that motherfucker is the most powerful nigga on the planet. Michael fucking Jackson. The most powerful nigga on the planet. Of our era. Anybody disagree? Raise your hand. Oh, I was going to put the pistol on it. Pow, pow. Like my homeboy put his phone up the other day. Put that raggedy motherfucker in the hell. Pow, I had to shoot that shit. All right, it's going over here to Monroe, Michigan. Where kid tags along in store holdup. Okay. Michigan police say they are on the lookout for a 7-year-old boy who accompanied an adult who robbed an electronics store this week. The youngster was with a gunman who knocked over a Radio Shack in Monroe and then escaped in a nearby apartment complex. Radio Shack? The fuck you stealing? RCA cords? You know what I'm saying? You can steal a remote control cars and shit. A Radio Shack. People, a Radio Shack where the register probably only maybe have $100 in that motherfucker. A Radio Shack? Not the Chinese people that's got, you know, 10 customers in this motherfucker and no security in their stores. You don't rob these motherfuckers because you know damn well these motherfuckers will fuck you up. You're going to go into a goddamn Radio Shack. Stealing some battery packs and shit. It's not like a robbing Radio Shack for batteries.
Yeah.
Hey, get your...
I'm getting everything else, too.
Man, he didn't get caught, so that's the only reason I can't give him an award. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Normally, he'll get an award for that, but damn. Radio Shack people, when was the last time any of y'all been to Radio Shack?
Yesterday.
For what? What you got out of Radio Shack?
What I get out of there?
Yeah, I mean, what you was going there for?
Just looking for a new phone.
Looking for a phone at Radio Shack?
Yeah, a new phone, yeah.
Hey, shit, I went to go buy a mouse from Radio Shack. They got mouses there and shit for the computer.
So do Walmart. The king of all things. Shit, Walmart taking over everything. They got their own computer section. Cell phones in one section. Goddamn, we got the Chinese people over here doing hair and nails in one section. Fuck it. We got everything in one goddamn Walmart. Like, shit.
Yep.
What's going on? Taking over, people. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up, taking it over here to Poland. Damn, this is the first time Poland been on the map. Shouts out to all my Polacks out there. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, 2-inch nail pierces man's heart. Damn. A 30-year-old man from Poland is in stable condition after he was accidentally shot in the heart with a 2-inch nail. Damn. The man's heart was pierced after he was nailing boards with a co-worker at a carpentry shop. The shop's owner said the men were working together when suddenly they ran into each other, resulting in the nail gun going off. Damn. Oh, man, that shit hurt my damn chest thinking about that shit. Wow. All right, shouts out to motherfucking Easy Rider. We're in Fountain Hill, Pennsylvania, where carjackers are foiled by manual transmission. Oh, yeah, y'all, hold on, I know you get an award. Hold on, people. I just got to line up my awards. I can automatically give them this one. If you motherfuckers don't know how to drive stick, god damn. Yeah, I don't know how you carjack. Yeah, how you carjacking then? What the fuck? You don't know how to drive all vehicles. I mean trucks, SUVs, every goddamn thing. Before you become a carjacker, you are in the wrong profession. What the fuck is that? Police in eastern Pennsylvania said two men tried to rob and carjack a pizza delivery driver, but were defeated by the vehicle's standard transmission. Yeah, Fountain Hill police said the Domino's pizza driver had stopped at a red light when a man ran up to the vehicle from the rear and grabbed her by the throat and shirt, but could not pull off. Because this stupid motherfucker don't know first, second, third, fourth, yeah, you fucked up.
You got
to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I know.
Thank you. Oh, look at here. You got to be a man.
Life
all right, people.
People in this world, man.
Huh? I mean, damn. First bitch is motherfucking holding up Radio Shacks and shit. How this? Well, let me get a little bit more shocking. We're in Nigeria, where six-year-old twins are caught smuggling cocaine. Damn. Yeah. A mother and her two six-year-old twins were found with cocaine stuffed down their underwear as they tried to board a plane bound for London, Nigerian police said. The woman and her husband were arrested after the find. Although the man was not found with any drugs, his wife and two children, who are twins, aged 6 years, were found with cocaine hidden in their underwear.
That's
fucked up. I mean, that ain't bad parenting. That is fucked up parenting. Wow. You spell, let's see what that means. Spelling Illuminati backwards, you get the National Security Agency, the Central Security Service, which is defending our country and securing the future. Welcome to the NSA or CSS. Talix Cryptologic Heritage Center for Cryptologic History. Yeah. You can see the first ever IC virtual career fair. Are the NSA, CSS, core business are to protect U.S. national security systems and to produce foreign signals, intelligence information. Right. A suspect right there, people. The NSA. Wow. Man, you be finding some crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
America's code breakers and code makers. Damn, that's hard. That's some shit there, people. Where we began, where we are. Go to www.nsa.gov. And, yeah, man, just start fucking clicking around on some shit. Everything is semi-public information. I say that. It's semi-public information. They ain't gonna let you in on all they fucking dirty down secrets. But they are there. Last but not least, we're in Bethesda, Maryland, where crime spree hits parking meters.
Parking meters.
Why wouldn't you hit parking meters up? I mean, it ain't like police, them bitches are patrolled. It ain't no cameras monitoring them. Downtown Tampa, well, shit. As much as them motherfuckers, the city be whooping off in their parking meters, I don't see why a bitch don't knock them bitches off every single day. You got a truck, the easiest motherfucking lick is to crash one into one of them motherfuckers. They gonna uproot quickly. Throw that bitch in the back of your shit and keep it moving. You hit about 10 of them motherfuckers at the end of the night, shit, you done came up. While you motherfuckers out there trying to rob banks and rob Radio Shacks and shit. Crazy motherfuckers. It's a lot easier way.
They all got cameras if you try to rob a bank. You know they got cameras in that.
That's what I'm saying. But it ain't no cameras on the damn parking meters. Those are the lick, people. Yep. If you ever hard up for some cash, go knock over a meter, people. Just crash into that bitch. Take somebody's car. Crash into that motherfucker. There you go. But robbing banks, that's just unhealthy. You know, that's unhealthy for you and the motherfuckers that you robbing. Because anybody can get fucked up in that situation. But police in two Maryland cities near Washington said they were looking for whoever stole coins from scores of parking meters this week. In all, 69 meters were cracked in Bethesda, in Silver Spring. The Washington Post reported the thief or thieves, that's real, used a heavy object to smash the outer casing of the meters to get into the coins inside. Hell nah, they don't get no award. I ought to give them motherfuckers an applause. Because, shit, y'all the goddamn smartest crooks I done seen in the Nutty News, period. Because you hit so many of them, you feel me? That'll be kind of dumb to hit 10 of them and you only get, you know, $20 and shit. You hit 69 of them motherfuckers, you're going to get, you know what I'm saying, a couple of $100.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a smart criminal right there. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm condoning the activities. I'm
yeah.
just saying. That was smart.
Hey,
I'm trying to tell you. And like I say, people, that is the Nutty News for today. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news, go to NuttyNewsToday.com. And always remember, never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. All right. And that'll do it, people. We got 4 minutes. Four minutos. You know what I'm saying? What's this, Blue Servo? Don't bust them. They may have my weed. Oh, I know that. Hey, I'll try to tell you.
Oh, man.
This is Blue Servo. Blue Servo is the Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition. This is Border Watch Archives. It shows you the drugs they done seized. They got all kind of live border cameras and all that shit. So if y'all want to go and check out what's going on at the border, you can go there. And the Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition, TBSC, has joined Blue Servo in a public-private partnership to deploy the Virtual Community Watch, an innovative real-time surveillance program designed to empower the public to proactively participate in fighting border crime. So basically, they're making American snitches so y'all can give them a heads up on where the dope coming in at so they can go get the dope and then tell the motherfuckers try again. Got like fucked up. Hey, they got how many fucking, damn, they got 21 cameras. 21 cameras, people. All these areas are known for illegal drug activity, known for drug trafficking, known for foot-carrying backpacks. God damn, I mean, they got shit locked down. So if you would like to be a snitch for the Border Patrol, please go to blueservo.net and let me know so I can stop fucking with you. Yeah. That is too crazy. Hey, look, man, I see Felipe. He's jumping the fence, man. He's jumping the fence. Oh, wait. No, that's not Felipe. He got my weed, goddamn it. No. I see Jose. Jose, way on the other end. Yeah, go fuck with him. Felipe, come on, dog, hurry up. Nigga, if you wouldn't have my weed, nigga, you know you would have been caught right now, right? Okay, well,
yep.
L,
yep.
Welcome to L Country to you. Oh, man. And we was up out here, people. I'd like to thank y'all for riding out with Reckoning Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, where we do this each and every day, man, and the Lord blesses us to wake up. And don't forget, tomorrow, it's time to learn the language Tuesday. What's that? Oh, that the Lord allow you to wake up? Hell yeah. Because anything else after that is just that shit. You know what I'm saying? As long as you open your motherfucking eyes, you just better be happy and satisfied of that. Anything else after that is just extra living. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. Yep, so, we learned that. We got German tomorrow. Make sure y'all come tune in for that, 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, we do got the Back by Popular Demand, Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. So live show on Saturday, 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come through, check it out. It is live, and don't forget, April 17th, got a show with Short D going out over there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Also, April 20th, right here in Tampa, Florida, you got the official second annual 420 party with your boy DJ Smell So Good. DJ Party Time and Meech Dog. So make sure y'all swing through that. And then next month, we got May 2nd. We got Mr. Ashwood Third World opening up for my artist, Miss John New, as we present the Florida Sex Symbols at Club Nouveau going down. So you got a lot of clubs to look out for. Come through, check us out, and that's what we does. Peace the fuck out, people. Much love. See y'all in the hood.
All right, peace.
Where it's all good. In fact,
all right.
What I'm in. Let me end this with fuck it.
Goofy Bone.
Oh, I thought you said Tupac. Goddamn Tupac ain't motherfucking independent. He ain't no goddamn independent artist. Shit, that nigga been signed. We getting out of here on some Straight Lope Records featuring the West Coast Gutter and Gutter Boys. You know what I'm saying? Some new shit right here. Check this shit out. Peace out, y'all. My Health, Your Health Monday. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio.
Way to treat.